Good evening, everyone. Well, we listened to half of Handel's Messiah tonight. My wife loves to listen to Handel's Messiah. She used to sing in a Handel's Messiah choir up in Independence for a number of years. Handel was very gifted and wrote that complete symphony orchestra piece in like 2 weeks or something like that, which covers the birth, the death, and the burial and the resurrection of Christ, all taken from the King James, authorized King James Version of the Bible. And it's been sung around the world. Many have heard the truth of the gospel through that particular piece. Well, tonight I wanted to remind everyone that the gospel that we often hear today is a different gospel altogether. Whom the Lord Jehovah loves, he in various ways reproves. 'Tis his settled wise decree that his sons chastened shall be. Them to wean from self and sin, try the grace he works within. Strips them of each idle god, makes them prize the Savior's blood. Teach them what and where they are, draw forth patience, faith, and prayer. Make them closer, cling to Christ, and in him alone rejoice. These are ends he has in view, and he'll them accomplish too. Nor shall our poor peevish heart make him from his purpose start. Yet his love and grace are such, he will never afflict too much, but in every chastening prove his paternal care and love. Father, make us clearly view what thy love designs to do, and in every trying case trust thy faithfulness and grace. Show pity, Lord, O Lord, forgive. Let a repenting rebel live. Are not thy mercies large and free? May not a sinner trust in thee? My crimes are great, but don't surpass the power and glory of thy grace. Great God, thy nature has no bound, so let thy pardoning love be found. O, wash my soul from every sin, and make my guilty conscience clean. Here on my heart the burden lies, and past offenses pain my eyes. My lips with shame my sins confess, against thy law, against thy grace. Lord, should thy judgments grow severe, I am condemned, but thou art clear. Should sudden vengeance seize my breath, I must pronounce thee just in death. And if my soul were sent to hell, thy righteous law approves it well. Yet save us, trembling sinner, Lord, whose hope still hovering round thy word would light on some sweet promise there, some sure support against despair. How soft the words my Savior speaks, how kind the promises he makes. A bruised reed he never breaks, nor will he quench the smoking flax. The humble poor he'll not despise, nor on the contrite sinner frown. His ear is open to their cries, and quickly sends salvation down. He sees the struggles that prevail between the powers of grace and sin. He kindly listens while they tell the bitter pangs they feel within. Though pressed with fears on every side, they know not how the strife may end. Yet he will soon the cause decide, and judgments into victory send. Sovereign grace or sin abounding, ransomed souls the tidings swell. 'Tis a deep that knows no sounding, who its breadth or length can tell. For its glories let my soul forever dwell. What from Christ that soul can sever, bound by everlasting bands, once in him forever, thus the eternal covenant stands. Nor shall pluck thee from the strength of Israel's hands. Heirs of God, join heirs with Jesus, long ere time its race begun. 'Tis his name, eternal praises, oh what wonders love has done. One with Jesus by eternal union one. On such love my soul still ponder, love so great, so rich, so free. Say, whilst lost in holy wonder, why, O Lord, such love to me? Hallelujah, grace shall reign eternally. The God that rules on a high and thunders when he pleases, that rides upon the stormy sky and manages the seas. This awful God is ours, our Father and our love. He shall send down his heavenly powers to carry us above. There shall we see his face and never, never sin. There from the rivers of his grace drink endless pleasures in. Well, the final one I'm going to read is taken from Hart's Hymns by Joseph Hart. Let us all with grateful praises celebrate the happy day when the lovely loving Jesus first partook of human clay. When the heavenly host assembled, gazed with wonder from the sky, angels joined and devils trembled, neither fully knowing why. Long had Satan reigned imperious till the woman's promised seed, born a babe by birth mysterious, came to bruise a serpent's head. Crush, dear babe, his power within us, break our chains and set us free, pull down all the bars between us, till we fly and cleave to thee. Shepherds on their flocks attending, shepherds that in nighttime watch, saw the messenger descending from the court of heaven dispatched. Beams of glory decked his mission, bursting through the veil of night. Fear possessed them at the vision, sinners trembled at the light. Dove-like meekness graced his visage, joy and love shone round his head. Soon he cheered them with his message, comfort flowed from all he said. Fear not, favorites of the Almighty, joyful news to you I bring. You have now in David's city born a Savior, Christ the King. Go and find the royal stranger, by these signs a babe you'll see, weak and lying in a manger, wrapped and swaddled, that is he. Straight a host of angels glorious round the heavenly herald throng, uttering in harmonious chorus, heirs divine, and this the song. Glory first to God be given in the highest heights, and then peace on earth and proclaimed by heaven, peace on earth, peace and great goodwill to men. Thus they sang with rapture kindling in the shepherd's heart aflame, joy and wonder sweetly mingling, all believers feel the same. Lo, sweet babe, we fall before thee, Jesus, thee we all adore, to thee kingdom, power, and glory be ascribed forevermore. Glory to our God be given in the highest heights, and then peace on earth brought down from heaven, peace and great goodwill to men. Well, may the good Lord be with you this Saturday, and hope you have a good weekend. God bless.